And at once, a very roaring sound came from the pillar. Now, how? Oh, give him. How? A roar came. And he was looking. Oh, where, from where sound is coming? Then he saw that. Oh, from pillar he is coming. So, sattam abhidhatam hiji bhakta bhashit. Also, he is so merciful that Narada has given cause to Jai Vijay. Sanat for their demand. And to make true their bhashitam, their
word.
And that is why he came here. And to fulfill the truth boon which Brahma has given, that anyone cannot kill you by your creation. Not in night, not in day, not in any year or month, in night and day, any by weapon or anything. And then, to make his words true, he came in the evening, just coming, not even. Some darkness will come, sun will set. And what became? Oh, not day and not night. Not in sky and not in earth. Oh, he took?
Not inside, not outside.
Out of the room. He took Hiranyakashipu.
On his left.
On his
left.
Left. And no weapon. Oh, with his nails. And he turned out.
Turned out.
And he took his
sign
and began to Satya Mavidha. So he came from there and he saw that I am everywhere. You don't think that I am alone and doing nonsense. You cannot. He will see. His eyes are sun and moon. Oh, like in air here, in the atoms of air. Yes. Secondly, Nrisimhadev wanted to cheat Prahlad by bones. And he wanted to give him what? The Sai Jimukti, what was given to Shishupal. He wanted to give. He wanted to give that salvation. That even so many rishis, maharshis, in the line of Shankaracharya, in thousand and thousand, but they cannot
achieve.
And that, very easily he wanted to give him, but he denied. Diyamanam api nagrinam. He was again and again requesting Prahlad that you should take bone to be in me, but he refused. Also, I am not a business person, Baniya. That instead of, in revenge,
in exchange
of my seva, I will take any boon from you. What to tell this Sai Jimukti? I don't want to be in Vaikuntha even. Nothing I don't want for this. Then he told that, oh, what you want? Oh, you should be merciful to all living beings. And by that I will be pleased and you will be also pleased. Because you are so bhakta-vatsal that you know that all living beings are your past and personal and eternal servant. So please be merciful to give that thing to all. And if you want, I will be in this world forever and suffering for all these things. But he never took that. Oh, he told also, Janma Sahastresu, Jesum Brajamyaham, Tesu Tesu Achala Bhakti Achyutast Sadam. Oh, Achyut, you are Achyut. Achyut means?
Infallible.
I know. So, I want to take all lakhs and lakhs births. But I always want that wherever I will be, I should receive a high class of association and always worshipping you. I don't, nothing. You see, and I told you that there Lakshmi was, Garuda was, Brahman Shankar, Lakshmi were all. But he told, he gave the preference to Prahlad Maharaj. And he told, I don't like Sankarsan. I don't like my Lakshmi. Even my messenger or for Garuda, a chariot.
Carrier.
Garuda. And Brahma. I want to be bhakt like you. So I could not thug nahi saka. I cannot cheat you. So you have conquered me, own me, myself also. And then he also told to Daman that he explained. Guru Sushrusharam Bhajanam Ayum, everything in very
short time.
He did all things. And he never cared for any problem that came. His father wanted to kill him, but he never cared. If death is, it will come. And not, then anything can do me. So he was, very bold. You should also be bold like him. I'm telling all these things for you. That if death coming, so many problems coming, try to keep your feet on the heads of all the problems and sufferings. Don't be
upset.
And try to do bhajan without any hesitation or without any vigna badha.
Obstacles.
This is the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, that when Vaman Dev came in a very
dwarf-like.
His feet, his steps were very
small.
And he came, and he told that, I want something from you. Bali Maharaj became happy. You should boon anything, very beautiful wife, kingdom, heaven, wealth, reputation, position, or easily I can. But what became? I'm a Brahmin. I'm satisfied always. So I don't want anything else. I want only three steps of land. Oh, that where I will sit and do bhajan. He cheated. And then he began to laugh and to joke with that dwarf. Oh, you are like a boy. Your intelligence is also very small, like a child. I wanted to give you everything, but you never like. And then, trickily, he took and at that time, his guru, Shukracharya, prohibited. Don't believe in this. Oh, Vishnu. He is Vishnu, not dwarf. Be careful. Give something that will not be harmful for you. Something you should. Not everything But he told, if he is Vishnu, then anyhow he will take and everything is his. Left him. So why should I not give? And if he is not Vishnu, he cannot take anything. Only three steps of life. And then he told that if Shukracharya is not giving what?
Take vow.
Vow, then I will do. So take water and do. You should read oath. Oath sankalpa. What means sankalpa? Vow. When he took water and taking vow, then Shukracharya, oh, he will not obey me. And Vishnu will take everything. So I must cover that water that it should not come. Vishnu at once took some stick and he, what?
Tears.
In the
eye.
In this, that.
Spout.
And at once blood began to come. Oh, from where? Oh, he became blind from one eye. He has one eye is for only worldly things, not paramartha. So he is blind by only one eye. And if anyone will
obstruct,
they will do some problem. Those who are coming to do bhajan or accepting guru, then they will must be blind by one eye. So don't give any problem for your husbands, your children, your wife or friends, anyone. If they want to do bhajan, oh, tell them, oh, you are doing very well. I am blessing you, helping you. So you should do like this. If your husband is going to do bhajan, oh, don't stop. And if you will stop, then you will be blind by one eye. Then what became? Bali Maharaj did, and at once the tricky person, black, from earth to sky, so long, three bikram. And he wanted to, his one step took up a whole
upper planetary system.
Second upper, first whole lower. And then second, upper. There was nothing now to give. Then he told where should I keep my third step? Oh, then he was also tricky. He told that I am giving, fully surrendering to you, you should take my body. And he did Atmanivedan. But what became? He binded him, Pali Maharaj. And he began to weep. At once Prahlad Maharaj came with Brahma and told what? Oh, what are you doing, Prabhu? Your name can deliver whole world. And you are himself coming here and he has given everything to you and you are binding. So tears came in the eyes of Prahlad Maharaj. Why? For the affection of Bali. Who was Bali? He was son of Birochar, the son of Prahlad Maharaj. That is nephew, grandson. So, seeing his grandson, Prahlad Maharaj, tear was coming. And, that Prabhu saw him, that he is weeping out of mamata. Then he became so humble. And then told, Bali Maharaj, you should ask any boon as you like. And he was tricky so much. I want that I should live in Sutta. And Krishna at once gave him Nrisingadev. What? The kingdom of all Sutta. And told, then he also told, I want that in my palace there are 49 gates. It is no certainty that when, by what gate or lane I will go. I want that everywhere, by what lane I will pass, you should be standing. In day, night, all
time. Many times, sunny time, any time.
And thus he made him Dwarpal, gatekeeper. And Vishnu accepted this help. Why? Why he get to this benediction to Bali? Oh, due to the affection for Prahlad Maharaj. Now Bali has nothing done anything. Only the donation of whole three world, oh, cannot give this mercy of Vishnu. No, understand? Cannot. Anyone cannot satisfy him by any wealth, position or anything. So, he give this bone to be always present in his palace due to Prahlad Maharaj. And he told Prahlad Maharaj, you should be always here and I will be also here. So, this was only for the affection of Prahlad Maharaj. You know the name of Banasur?
Yeah.
Oh, he was Shiva Bhakta. He had thousands of arms. Oh, Aniruddha anyhow, he went to his palace, very secret place, and he has love and affection for his daughter,
Usha.
Oh, anyhow, Banasur knew, and he wanted to arrest, and he tried to arrest Aniruddha, and he was fighting. Oh, that message went to Krishna and Baldev, with Narada, tricky person, and he told that, oh, he has captured your grandson. And at once Krishna, with whole army, he reached there and began to fight with Varaha. He had thousand arms, and by that, oh, so many clubs, arrows, and everything he began to fight. But Krishna, what did? Oh, he was cutting his all hands. In the meantime, he remembered Shankar. Shankar at once came and began to fight by the side of
Banasura.
But what Krishna? Oh, he shot an arrow of what? He took Shivajwara and he Vishnujwara. And Shankar was defeated. Then Shankar remembered Parvati, and she came and became like naked in the front of Krishna. Then Krishna stopped his
fight.
And then he told, what you want? Oh Shankar, oh Parvati, they requested. We want that, he should be saved and don't kill him. Then Krishna told, I will cut his all arms except four. I will keep. And he will be very favorite and loyal to you. And he will worship you. Then, why it was done? Why? What was the reason? Oh, Banasura also was in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. And not to Shankar, not for Parvati, not for anything. Only for Prahlad Maharaj. He get this boon. Also, you know, at the time of when Vishnu was in the palace of Bali Maharaj, as a gatekeeper on his whole
royal palace.
At that, once Ravan came to conquer whole world, and conquering everywhere he came that to Sutal. And that time he wanted to fight with Bali Maharaj. He knew that he is very strong person. And he wanted. But what became? Vishnu by his thokar, dashing by his feet. He throw Raman to Lanka at once, very far away. Why? Because he will come and disturb, and Prahlad Maharaj and his grandson Bali Maharaj is there, and also many things will be done. So for Prahlad Maharaj, Heathrow. That Raman there from there. Also, when he was in Sutal, in the palace of Maharaj Bali Maharaj, once the once Dwarka was invaded by Kush Daitya. There was a Kush demon and he invaded Dwarka. And all became afraid. He wanted to kill all Dwarkavasi, inhabitants of Dwarka. And they began to cry. And they sent Durvasa, you can go like air, where our Prabhu is, you also know. So go and tell them, him, that at once he should come and he should save us. Durvasa went there. And he prayed to Krishna, Vishnu, that, oh, Kush death has invaded Dwarka. All are dying. He is killing to all. Please come and save them. Then what Vishnu told? Aham bhakta paradhinu. I am defeated by my devotees. So, I am in their control. If you like, you can pray Bali Maharaj, and if he will order me, then I can go, otherwise I cannot go. And then he requested Durvasa, oh Prabhu, Bali Maharaj, oh please allow, oh this Vishnu, to go with me and to save Dwarkavasi. All are dying. Then what he replied, Bali Maharaj, oh, you know everything and what you can do, but I cannot allow this tricky person to go away from here. Oh, he always Brahma, Shankar are doing namaskar in his lotus feet. How can I order him to go? I cannot. So what will be of Dwarkavasi, I don't know, I don't care. But I will not let him allow to go from here. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj was there. Only all credit goes where? So how he was high class of devotee? You also know that why he accepted the kingdom of whole world from Nrisimhadev. He never took the boon of going to Vaikuntha and salvation or other. But he accepted kingdom of whole universe. Why? So that I may easily preach bhakti everywhere. For this he took. So if you have money, no harm. Use it in the service of Krishna to preach bhakti everywhere. Then, oh, Krishna will be happy. All devotees will be happy. Bhakti, they will be. And you also. Also, once Prahlad Maharaj, he went to Naimisharanya to visit the place. And he saw a tapasvi, a rishi, having jata. Jata, you know?
Matched log.
And also he had some
bow and arrow
and some sword. Then Prahlad asked, oh, why you are doing so? You are in Rishi Muni Vesh, Tapasvi Vesh, and also like Tamasic Vesh, having sword and bow and arrow. Why? So, if you are in this, I cannot let you allow that you should do. So, if you want, you can fight with me. Otherwise, I will not allow you to do so. Either be Rishi Muni, either
Kshatriya.
Then he told that, oh, I accept your challenge, and he became ready to fight. and both were fighting. Who? Himself Prahlad Maharaj and himself Sri Lord. No, both were quarreling, fighting. Oh, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days went. But he was not defeating that. Then he thought, who is he? And he became in trance, meditating that, who is he? Why am I not defeating him? And then he saw, at once, that a garland, which in the morning Prahlad has given to his deity, Nrisimhadev, or that person has same garland in his neck and he is fighting. Oh, he is very cheater, began to laugh. Oh, Prabhu, and then he left his bow and began to pray. Then Prabhu gave him darshan and told, oh, don't see. Oh, he told that I have promised that I will defeat you. So I could not. So what should I do? Then Prabhu told that, oh, always I am defeated by you. Always, not today. Always you have defeated me and I am defeated by you. So Prahlad Maharaj, oh, how high class of devotee. Oh, Narada Rishi, when he was going to the devotees and telling that you are most merciful patra,
recipient
of Krishna. Oh, from beginning, from worldly bhaks and to Brahma, Shankar and to Prahlad, when he went, then Narada was glorifying all these things to Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Then he prayed to Vishnu. Oh, I have a course from Daksha that you cannot stay a moment anywhere. Only you can stay, oh, a cow can be milked. Only this time. And also Jara. Jara means old age. He came to Narada and requested that I want to marry you. But he at once fled to Golok Vrinda. And at that time, this Jara, old age, gave course to him. You cannot stay to a place of more than a 10 milking cow. So now he is telling, I don't care for all this. I want to always in to be in Sutal and to serve you. So why? Because Prahlad Maharaj is there, and due to that, oh, Vishnu is always there. So there are so many glorifications. That is why Prabhupada has told, you should read Prahlad Charitra at least 108 times if you really want to be here. Don't gallop to be in Vrindavan Gopi Prem. Don't be mad for Gopi Prem. No? First be Prahlad and then gradually Hanuman, then Pandava, then Uddhava, and then any servant of gopis and gopis. Then, not before that. So try to follow all the instructions of Prahlad, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Sastanam, Nivedanam. You should try to follow. And also you should follow. Don't disobey your guru. Always Brishambhena. And then all the instructions of Rukhusha. And be happy forever. Also my benediction to you also. I will pray Krishna and Nrisimhadev today. Now I want that very soon a place should be done for drama play and they should come. I want to finish before sun, some andhakar coming, the darkness coming. So this, at once they should come and begin. They can take, microphone and everything. You should come nearby here and you should get some place. Jai. Nrisimhadev. निशिंह
एक पेशाब करो
behind
that door.
At once you should bring and take this table from here.